The following program is brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries.
I prophetically decree to somebody under my voice, your wait is over. Your change is beginning right now.
Your faith is getting ready to soar as we take you into a service in progress where I am preaching on crazy faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word. Get ready. Let's go into the service, Kingdom Living International Headquarters, Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, in the King James Version. The chapter lists the heroes in God's Hall of Fame, 11 individuals the Bible mentions and says what they are famous for. Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, and Rahab. All these are listed in this chapter as heroes of the faith, not because they had no faith, but because they had faith. I believe they all had what I call crazy faith. Amen. If you want to be remembered, only way you'll ever be remembered is if you have faith, not because you don't have faith. The 12 spies went to spy the promised land. 10 of them come back with no faith, saying, we're not able. Nobody here knows the names of one of those 10 spies. But everybody knows the names of the two men of faith, Caleb and Joshua, who come back and said, yes, they may be like giants. Yes, the cities are walled. Yes, all kinds of things are against us, but we are well able to possess the land. Amen. But I want to share with you today about crazy faith. And I want to go, first of all, to a man named Peter. If anybody had crazy faith, it was this man called Peter. Everybody else stayed in the boat. Only Peter, who had enough faith, I call crazy faith, got out of the boat. There's only so much you can do in the boat. I'm going to give you some golden nuggets today if you'll receive them. Let's say this platform is a boat. Now, this boat that they were in was probably about two-thirds this size, because I've been in the boat, many boats there on the sea that was the same kind of boats that they had in Jesus' day. I seen one of the boats that they discovered, and they're not big boats, but let's say this whole platform is a boat. I can only do so much in this boat. I can walk so far this way. I can walk so far that way. I can walk so far this way. I can run so far that way, but I'm limited. But if I ever get out of the boat, oh, come on, somebody. I've been on that Sea of Galilee. It's a big sea. It's not a pond. It's not a little lake. It's a mass thing of water, a mass ocean of water. If I ever get out of the boat, I can go somewhere. I can go where I've never been. That's the problem today. Everybody wants to stay in the boat. I'll break it down. They want to get saved and they want to stay saved, but they don't want to move out of the boat into the things above salvation. It's comfortable in the boat. You don't have to use much faith to stay in the boat. You don't have to use much faith to stay saved once you get saved. You got to use faith for healing, faith for prosperity, faith. Come on, somebody. God's telling somebody it's time to get out of the boat, and the only way you'll ever get out of the boat is if you have crazy faith. Come on. Turn around and tell somebody, crazy faith. See, we want God to bring our miracle into the boat. I know they tell me for television I need to stay on the platform, but I don't think I'll be able to do that today. I know they tell me I'm supposed to stay right here in a certain area. They used to have pieces of tape here. Say, stay right there. Well, sometimes you got to move out of that area. We want God to bring the miracle in the boat. We want Jesus to come into the boat. Sometimes you got to get out of the boat to get the miracle. I'm preaching better than you're responding. Sometimes Jesus says, I'm not coming in the boat, but you come out of the boat. Hey, call Masa, Tamasa. That's what he said to Peter, come. And Peter broke the law of gravity and got out of the boat and did what you're not supposed to do. He walked on water. Oh, somebody give God praise. Peter broke the law of gravity. As soon as he stepped out of the boat, he should have sunk. That's what would have happened to anybody else unless they had crazy faith. Amen. They got out of the boat, they'd sunk. But Peter didn't do that because he had crazy faith, and crazy faith made him the exception. I don't know who I'm talking to. I believe there's about 12 people on this side. And I don't know, the quiet folks are over here. Amen. Maybe not all of you, but a few of you. Maybe five of you on this side. Amen. That what others, what should happen to others are not going to happen to you because you are the exception. I looked up the word exception, and are you ready for this? It means what happens to others does not dictate or determine what happens to me. Lord, if you knew what I went through just to get to church today, you'd say, why are you shouting and a dancing? I'm a shouting and a dancing because what I'm going through is not going to destroy me. I'm the exception. I'm getting out of the boat. Come on. I got time outside. I'm walking to my miracle. I'm not waiting for my miracle to come to me. I am going after my miracle. Some of you need to say, I'm tired of waiting. If it don't come to me, I'm going after it. Okay, wait a minute. The exception means what happens to others does not dictate or determine what happens to me. Somebody said, are you better than everybody else? No, I'm just different than everybody else. You mean you can do what? You can do what everybody else can't do? Yeah, if I have crazy faith, I can, so can you. Does that mean you're better than everybody else? No, I'm just different than everybody else. I got a revelation. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And my faith is going to go crazy in the next season of my life. And I'm going to believe God is going to bring some things to an end. God's going to bring some things to an end so there can be a new beginning. I am going to step into a rim, and I'm believing for the impossible to happen for this church, for this ministry, for you, for your business. Come on, somebody. We're going to step into a crazy faith rim. I'll get back to Peter in a minute, and I'm going to pick this up next week. I don't know. But I heard the Lord say, the last thing he said to me before I closed my laptop last night and went to sleep, I woke up this morning and started my day. He said, this is a season. Oh, I hear, don't you walk out now. I got some revelations in the next 5 minutes. I mean, I'll get past 5 minutes, but I want to share something too with you, a couple things. God said, this is the season for my people to get so crazy in their faith that they believe for things that are so ridiculous that when they happen, all they can say is God did it. All they can say is look what the Lord has done. How did you get that car? God did it. How did you get that house? God did it. How did you become debt free? God did it. How did you meet Mr. Boaz? God did it. How did you become a millionaire? God did it. How did you get that contract? God did it. God says, ask for things that are so ridiculous, for unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you're able to ask, according to the faith that worketh in you. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a 12-second praise. Somebody said, but what do people think if I ask for stuff like that? They're going to think you crazy. They're going to say you're a nut. Well, say I may be a nut, but I'm screwed on the right boat. And I'm not talking about only the world. Church folks that think you're crazy. 90% of church folks that think you're crazy when you start asking for stuff that is so big and so impossible. But I'm telling you, amen, listen to this. What people call crazy, let me reword it. What people call crazy, okay, I word it this way. In one season, they will call faith in another season. I got to say that again. You're in this season and you're decreeing and declaring for big things and they say you're crazy. But when it happens and you're in another season, they're going to call what they said was crazy. Now they're going to call it faith. Somebody better catch that, because some of you are in that season right now. People's calling it crazy, but I'm prophesying in the next season, they're going to call it, look what their faith done.
I know you're being blessed through the preaching of God's word, crazy faith. I want to make available to you some things that can help you get your miracle, get your breakthrough, and they cost nothing. All you have to do is request them. Number one, a package of kingdom living anointing oil. Anoint yourself, family members, friends, people that are sick, bound. Also, we want to make available to you blessed cloths, deliverance cloths, healing cloths. We still believe, like in the book of Acts, God moves through handkerchiefs, cloths, that an anointed man of God prays over, wipes the sweat of his brow. Here's how you can have your own package of anointing oil and your own healing or deliverance cloth absolutely free.
Mark chapter 6, verse 13 tells us, the disciples cast out devils, anointing with oil, and healed the sick. James chapter 5, verse 13 and 14 tells us, James said, any sick among you, call the elders of the church. Let them anoint with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. I want to send you your own package of kingdom living anointing oil. I want to believe that when you anoint yourself or someone you know that needs a healing or deliverance, that that healing or deliverance will be manifested. To receive your own package of kingdom living anointing oil, absolutely free, we pay postage. Simply call the number or write the address you see on the screen and request your package of kingdom living anointing oil. Move today in faith and see what God will do tomorrow.
God did extraordinary and unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched his body were brought to the sick, and their diseases left, and evil spirits came out of them that were bound. An anointed prayer cloth is a method God used in the book of Acts and continues to use today to bring healing to the sick and deliverance to the bound. While there is not a magical power in prayer cloths, through faith, the tangible anointing of God's miracles power is transformed. It is a point of contact between God, you, and the man of God when he has prayed over each cloth and wiped the sweat of his brow and he has preached under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God has directed Prophet Hogan not only to have the white prayer cloths for healing, but also have special red cloth for deliverance. To get your own prayer or deliverance cloth absolutely free, call 479-755-8888, text 479-755-TEXT 8398, or write to Kingdom Living, P.O. Box 2665, Fort Smith, Arkansas 72902. Please request if you desire the cloth for healing or deliverance. Move in faith today and watch what God will do in your life and the life of your loved ones.
Take advantage. We want to see you walk in victory. Back into the service, preaching on crazy faith.
I feel something in the house. I feel faith in the house. Not just faith, crazy faith. Faith is going to make somebody go look in the bush after church. Faith is going to make somebody look in your billfold, see if money multiplied. Faith is going to make somebody go check your checking account online. Come on, somebody. That don't make no sense. Listen, wait a minute. I'm going to go back to Peter, but you got to listen to this. The definition of crazy. The definition of crazy. Marked by thoughts or actions that lacks reason. Why would I go look in a bush for money? Money don't grow on trees. Money don't pop up on bushes. It don't make no sense. But more than one person has walked out of our church services, out of our revivals, after hearing the word of faith, look in a bush and find money. Abraham found a ram in a thicket, and rams don't even live on mountains. Crazy, marked by thoughts or actions that lacks reason. Listen to this, being out of the ordinary. Unusual. I don't really like to be the one to bring, well, it's really good news. Some of you are just weird. And I'm glad you got a weird prophet. We may be weird to the world, calling things that are not as though they are, putting our foot on cars without money, walking around properties without money. Oh, come on. We may be crazy to most people by going around and decreeing and declaring, but we may be crazy, but we gonna be blessed. All right, let me finish this on Peter. Almost through. Peter had crazy faith, and he walked on water. We don't talk about nobody in this story that stayed in the boat. We only talk about the one that got out of the boat. We talk about the one that had such a crazy faith that when Jesus said, come, he probably thought, you know, he looked at that water. Looked at that boat, but he heard that voice echoing, come. That's the same voice that said to the blind, oh. That's the same voice that said to the dead. That's the same voice. Oh, that's the same voice. I really believe if he opened the eyes of the blind and stopped the deaf ears, I really believe if he turned water to wine, I really believe if his word could cause devils to come out, I really believe that same word can cause me to do what nobody except Jesus himself has ever done. I believe I can walk on water. And he got out of the boat. I am not preaching today about those that stayed in the boat. Yeah. When he got out of the boat, don't you know the rest of the disciples said, crazy. But when he took a few steps on the water, don't you know they were saying, faith. His season changed real quick. See, you don't talk about people that stays in the boat. Even the next generation is not going to preach about those that stayed in the boat. We talk about those and preach about those that had enough faith to get out of the boat. I want the next generation to talk about me. And they're not going to talk about me if I don't have faith. The only way they'll ever talk about me is if I do have faith. Some of you, when you die, your name is going to die with you because you are not a man or woman of faith. But if you are a man or woman of faith, you'll live through another generation. We only talk about those that get out of the boat, and the only way you can get out of the boat is if you have crazy faith, faith that don't have reasoning. I'm not preaching, we don't preach about the 121 women possibly that had an issue of blood that stayed in the house the day that Jesus come through the city. But we have preached and we preach about the one woman that said, I'm getting out of the house. I'm getting out of the boat. I hear Jesus is coming. And it didn't make no sense. It was crazy. She had an issue of blood. Number one, according to the Old Testament, she should not even be mixed in with the crowd. Number two, the crowd was tremendous. How could I ever press through the crowd? How could I ever, number three, get close enough to touch him? I know it sounds crazy, but I am getting up. I have suffered 12 years and doctors cannot help me. I know it's crazy, but me and my sick body is getting out of the boat today. And she got her frail body up and she started moving. Hallelujah. She started walking. She saw the crowd. And don't you know, her mind said, there is no way. But her spirit said, I'm done out of the boat and I'm not getting back in the boat. I'm going to touch him. And when she touched him, he turned around and said, who touched me? They said, you see the crowd. I don't care. I just felt healing go out of my body. And he says to the woman, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. We don't preach about all the blind men. Ooh. Oh my Lord. That were in the city that day when Jesus come through. That just sat there on the side of the road and wouldn't move. They stayed right where they had become comfortable. But preachers all over this nation preach and all over the world about a man called blind Bartimaeus. He said, I've been blind too long. I've sat here day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. I'm going to get out of my boat today. I'm going to go. Jesus, whoa, have mercy, have mercy. Jesus said, come, and he healed his blind eyes. We're preaching about blind Bartimaeus because he had crazy faith that made him shout, have mercy on me. We're not preaching about all the lepers that just sat there and said,
We're going to die. But I can tell you about 10 lepers. It said, we're going to do something. We're going to move. We're getting out of our little boat. And they come to Jesus. And Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. And they went and showed themselves to the priest. And every one of them was healed. But one of them come back and come on, somebody. Jesus said to him, he said, you cleansed. You ain't healed, you cleansed. Come on. We're preaching about those 10, and especially the one. Oh, I could go on and on telling you of people that we're not preaching about because they had no faith.
Well, praise the Lord. Listen, my friends, I have 4 messages I want to send to you in a beautiful cassette album or CD album, Crazy Faith. Faith only makes you look crazy for a little while. That's what Dr. Bill Winston said, and I grabbed a hold of that. 4 messages on crazy faith in this CD album. You will be so blessed. For your seed of simply $30 or more, request the offer, Crazy Faith, and we will send it to you. And I encourage you to take advantage of this, and you will be blessed. Have you been blessed by the Word of God? I know you have. I know you have. This Word has caused faith to rise. My faith rises when I hear the Word of God. And your faith, as you've heard this broadcast, some of you, your faith has gone to a new level. I want you to sow a crazy seed by faith. And I heard the number 77. I want you to sow a crazy faith seed of $77. And there's some of you that can sow a $777 seed. Faith seed, crazy faith seed. It's crazy to the world, crazy to the church. Why you would sow a seed into the kingdom of God? But I'm telling you, when you sow into the kingdom, you can expect a harvest. And this anointing for miracles, as we have preached, time for you to get out of the boat, time to believe for the impossible. I'm encouraging you to sow a $77 crazy seed, crazy faith seed. Some of you, $777. And maybe you're the widow and you just got the mite. I encourage you to a $17.77 seed. You say, that's not much, Brother Bobby. No, but it might be more than what others give. They give more. But I really feel that $77 seed, 77, and there's some can sow 777. By faith, it sounds crazy, but crazy faith gets results. Your crazy seed will bring crazy results. Listen, I don't take long asking for an offering, but I believe in seed time and harvest. I believe there's a miracle in your seed. I know there is. Sow your seed. Watch what God will do.
This broadcast has been brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries. If you have been blessed by this prophetic broadcast, prayerfully consider sowing a seed and help us continue preaching the word with a message of faith and hope. You may contact the ministry by calling 479-755-8888 or writing to us at Kingdom Living P.O. Box 2665, Fort Smith, Arkansas 72902. You may also visit our website at www.bobbyhogan.org.